magic does work, but it's not like in the movies where you wave your wand and poof, something happens. I remember there was a movie which was called Gremlins. Maybe you remember.
Oh, remember that. Absolutely.
And somebody sort of mumbles something out of a magic book, and these silly little demons come popping out of a crack in the earth. If that were true, every book on magic that has ever been published would be locked up under the Patriot Act. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way.
Are witches considered magicians?
Witches do magic. Witchcraft has expanded a great deal today into a religion, and some witches do magic and other witches do not. I would say most witches are very interested in magic, and a majority of them do some form of low magic rather than high magic. So they're interested in doing things with herbs and herbology and working with the elements that are all around them, the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. So, yes, I would say most witches are involved with magic. A lot of them talk more about it than actually perform anything, but yes, they are.
I'll always remember Hansel and Gretel when I was a kid, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful story about that poor witch who was taken advantage of. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Yeah.
But a lot of times the stories are mythological stories that are based on some sort of event or are telling some sort of truth. And in that particular story, of course, it's basically don't give your name out to strangers, because who knows what they'll do. And don't take candy from strangers.
Tell me about your work, Modern Magic, and how it is so different than other conventional books on magic.
Well, one of the things I've been talking about is this idea of spells and rituals, and people just taking a book and reading a book and saying a few words and mixing a few herbs and thinking that they are doing magic. What I do is I look at the history, the spirituality, and the methods of magic, and I take you through 12 actual lessons, beginning as if you know absolutely nothing about magic, and taking you through until at the end you can understand and work with just about any magical system that is out there. So the lessons are progressive and cumulative, and they never talk down to someone, but the idea is they present all the information that you need to have on it. So there's information on working with tarot cards. There's a lot of information on the Kabbalah, which plays an important part in magic, in high magic today. There's information on astral projection, on astral travel. There's information on increasing concentration, on how to do real meditation, and just a variety of other systems taken step by step so anybody can learn it. And I'm just really excited about it, and the new edition of it is coming out in about a month, which is 12 lessons. The current edition, which is only 11 lessons, there's only a few copies of that left, I'm told, from the publisher. That one has been very successful. It's sold 150,000 copies, and I'm very, very blessed that people have supported it and enjoyed it. And I have letter after letter and now email after email of people who really say how it's changed their lives.
Are people afraid of magic generally, Donald?
Well, a lot of people are, because they get the idea of what magic is from movies. And there's a reason that people are afraid of magic, and I think a lot of people should be afraid of magic, because magic isn't for everyone. I'm not saying that I'm going to wave a wand or wave my hand and say, you should do magic and you should not. But here's the thing about magic. When you learn that you can make changes in your life, you have an incredible amount of personal power. With that power comes personal responsibility. I talk a lot about that in Modern Magic, that you have power, but you have responsibility. And when you have the ability to make changes in your life and do whatever you want while understanding that you are responsible for whatever you do, governments. You don't need spiritual people or religious people telling you, you must do this or you must do that, but rather you can find out for yourself. And a lot of people are not ready for that. But if people are ready to develop their own potentials, to become self-actualized, as we used to say, then magic is a path that many people are practicing, and I'm finding that more and more people are becoming involved all the time.
All right, tell me about the occult and how this ties into magic.
Well, the occult, the word occult, a lot of people go, ooh, that's terrible, but all the word occult means is hidden. In fact, in medicine, they'll talk about something being occult, hidden away inside the body. And in astronomy, they talk about one planet or one star occulting another one. So occult just means hidden or secret knowledge. And and magic is absolutely part of the occult, because there is a lot of secret knowledge and secret information that's involved in it. But the thing is, it's not secret because there's a bunch of people hiding it away. It's secret because it could be right out there in plain sight, and unless you have the training, the knowledge, and the ability to use it, it's meaningless for you. There are books in the library that people can get which talk about how to make spaceships or make incredible weapons. But unless you have the capability of machining and the knowledge of how to work a variety of things, you can't do them. People, for the most part, don't build spaceships in their backyard or massive weapons in their backyards, because they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the wherewithal. So for all practical purposes, that knowledge is hidden. In fact, one famous occultist, his name was Eliphas Levi. He was from the 19th century, and he started what was called the French occult explosion. What he said was that telling the truth to someone who cannot understand it is tantamount to telling them a lie. So as they said in the X-Files, the truth is out there. It's just whether or not people are ready to understand.